Putin massively transfers the mobilized from the Donetsk direction to Mariupol, where previously deployed units are already located, as well as mercenaries of the Wagner PMC. In recent days, Russian military activity has been observed in Mariupol. Additional reserves are being called up there and civilians are being taken to Russia. On the eve of the anniversary of the invasion, Putin wants to create a military disaster in Donbass. After a series of defeats, Putin is trying to improve the condition of Russian troops at the front and is preparing for a protracted confrontation. The Russian economy has been put on military rails, and Russian propaganda is preparing society for a long and difficult war. If at the beginning of the full-scale invasion, the Kremlin talked about demilitarization and denazification, vague terms that hid the war of aggression, now, when Russia has suffered a number of defeats and heavy losses, it no longer hides that its goal is to seize Ukraine. Accordingly, Russian propaganda is beginning to change narratives. There is a demonization of Ukrainians, including calls for their physical destruction. Something similar was practiced by Hitler's propaganda against the Jews during the Second World War. Russia is capable of causing unprecedented troubles for humanity and it should be stopped immediately in Ukraine. Putin challenged the whole world and is preparing for a protracted war, which he wants to move from Ukraine to Europe. It is quite difficult to believe in the reality of such a threat nowadays, but the scariest thing is that it is more than probable. At one time, few people believed in the possibility of a full-scale war between Ukraine and Russia, but now it has already brought many problems to the world. Putin is rethinking basic military approaches, and despite the fact that he continues to throw the mobilized into the slaughterhouse by the thousands, he emphasizes the more thorough training of a certain number of the mobilized. In his perception, they should replace the elite units of the RF armed forces that were destroyed in Ukraine in the first months of the war, and Putin wants to use these forces again at the decisive moments of the war. Russia is known for its meanness and deceit. This is a typical ethno-psychological trait of Russians and an ornament of the so-called Russian world. Therefore, one cannot look for real negotiations with Putin, who will never go for it. The only thing he needs is a tactical pause to regroup and accumulate resources for a re-offensive. The future of the civilized world is being decided in Ukraine. The exact format of Western civilization will depend on the results of this war. Putin wants to bring his tanks to every European capital. This is his dream, which should represent the final stage of his rule. The West has no other option to counter it, except for the supply of weapons to Ukraine. This is the best investment, because it is much cheaper to provide Ukraine with weapons so that it can stop the occupier with its own hands than to get a war between Russia and NATO.